Okay, turn your Bibles at this moment to Matthew chapter 13. And as you are turning there, also keep one finger there. And we'll look at Matthew chapter 21 at the same time. Matthew 21, and Jesus answered and said unto them, verse 21, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith, and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Thinking of that verse in Matthew chapter 13, verse 58. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. We have a very clear verse in the Bible about the importance of praying in faith. Praying in faith, or having faith when we pray. And you know, sometimes we have to consider whether when we pray, we are just praying, so to speak, just saying words, just giving requests, but we really aren't praying in faith. There's a big difference, isn't there? And I think it's important that we do consider this very important issue. How are we praying? When we pray, do we pray in faith? So there's the consideration of faith. We need to consider, well, am I praying in faith? Now, secondly, there's a calculation of faith. A number of issues certainly enter into that. But in Romans chapter 4, we're reminded of Abraham's faith. And as God gave him the promise of a child through he and Sarah, it says in Romans 4:20, it staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. You know, there's a calculation of faith. You know, there is the calculation of really considering, is God able to do this? There's certainly the calculation, you know, is this the will of God? If we ask anything according to his will, we know that he heareth us. There is the calculation. The Bible tells us if we ask anything in his name, well, the first aspect of that is obviously we can't come to the Father in Jesus' name if Jesus isn't our Savior. There's a calculation there if we can pray in faith. It may be the promise of God. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. There's a promise. Are we really considering, calculating who God is, what his will might be? Are we praying, like it says in Ephesians, that through him we both have access in the Spirit unto the Father? Is this prayer a prayer led by the Holy Spirit? Of course, we may need to look as well as some things in our own life. The Bible tells us, of course, that that the righteous are as bold as a lion. The wicked flee at any rumor. Why? Because of, sin takes away faith. Sin takes away the ability to trust God. We're not right with God. We don't have much faith. We don't have the ability to really pray in faith. So, we need to consider when we pray, are we praying in faith? Or are we just saying words? And we also obviously need to calculate, can I pray in faith? How can I pray in faith? What about God? Is He able? What about His promises? Is this the will of God? There ought to be some calculation about our faith. And then, of course, there needs to be a conclusion to our faith. Faith always has a matter of conclusion. You have to put everything together in your heart and your soul. And faith is a real decision of the heart. It's really a calculated decision. It's an action of the soul to pray in faith. It doesn't just come out of the sky. It's a decision of our own hearts, of our minds, of our soul, of our being in relationship with the Lord. Okay. Can I? Will I? Call in faith, call upon me, and I'll show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Call. But it's not just call, is it? It's calling in faith. And that's a decision that we need to make. Young person, you need to learn how to pray in faith. Many times prayer just becomes something that you repeat. You see a list and you pray it. That's not praying. That's not a spiritual exercise. That's just a human exercise. But there needs to be a calculation in our soul about this matter of faith. Can I believe God? Can I trust God? Will I trust Him? Can I actually pray in faith? There's the jumping off the building right there. There's the jumping out of the tree. There's the point of no return. We can pretend, we can go through motions, we can say words. But when it really comes down to it, it really isn't going to accomplish anything unless we can pray in faith. And that's what's required for prayer to be answered. Faith. And so this is a big thing. It is a big thing. But what to think of the promises of God about answered prayer when we pray in faith. And the challenge for us tonight is this real simple challenge: how we pray. How are we praying? Have we gotten just into a ritual, a rigmarole, words? But really, that's all they are. Because we really aren't getting to the throne of God. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. And you think of some important things. Sometimes we have to just really calculate. Will I trust God for this? Will I trust God for this? The fact is, some things aren't really important to us. We could pray for family day And you know what? We could pray, and really, the fact is, it's really not important to us. It doesn't really matter if anything happens. And you know what? And we won't pray in faith. We'll just pray. But the fact is, it probably wasn't praying at all, right? But you know, there's a dilemma here. There's an issue here. There's a situation here, and we have to come to this situation and say, you know, will I pray in faith? Do I really want God to answer this prayer? Is there a reason? You know, if a person isn't interested in family day, they really don't really care. Well, they aren't really going to pray in faith. They probably won't pray hardly at all. But sometimes we're kind of interested, but we really, you know, we're not really want to trust God to do something. You know what I mean? And in that sense, prayer is work. Prayer is work. It's spiritual work. And he did not many mighty miracles there because of their unbelief. A huge issue in our prayer life is faith. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will. You know, that's all a part of the spiritual aspect of this faith thing, isn't it? Isn't something that you get a bunch of rock music and you get this feeling and you say, oh, I got faith. No, it really has to do with our relationship with God and our commitment to God. A lot of great needs. And the fact is that many times we don't pray with much faith. And we usually get the results of not praying with faith, right? Without faith. I'm sure the Lord is trying to challenge each one of us in this important area tonight. Let's pray. Father, pray you bless us as we go to prayer, that we, Lord, would really wrestle with the realities of the spiritual powers of darkness, the realities of sin and the human heart, our need of you, Lord, working in a way that only you are the one that can accomplish the work of God. And Lord, might we pray like that. And might we look to you and really calculate whether we can trust you. Or we will trust you. We will launch out into the deep with our soul in faith, trusting you to do what needs to be done. And so, Lord, may in your grace, even these truths, may there be a victory in a wrestling match as we even pray tonight, that we might pray in faith. We pray in Jesus' name.